Think Realty Nation is your host, Avi Golhar. Welcome to the Think Realty podcast. In today's show, you're going to hear from a real estate investor extraordinaire. I met her for the first time at a mastermind, and we talked a lot about tech. We talked a lot about what she was doing in the real estate space and how it was helping her fulfill her purpose. And so I think it's a really interesting perspective that we should all be considering. We shouldn't just be chasing money and chasing fame and fortune and stuff. We really need to be thinking beyond the dollar and what that ultimately means for us. And she's figured that out, and I'm really excited to invite our guest on in just a second. But after her, after that segment, after the interview with her, I have a special segment that I'm going to do talking about syndication and maybe nine things you should know, a couple things you should know. I'm not sure if we'll get through the entire nine, but a few things you should know about syndication so you can invest well too. We can't do this podcast without the help and support of our sponsors. So thank you, Aaron Chapman, for sponsoring this particular podcast. Go to aaronbchapman.com, where you can bypass all of the overcomplications of the common suit tie mortgage guy and connect with Aaron Chapman and his team of real estate investment finance experts at Security National Mortgage. And no fluff, no complicated industry speak, just brutally direct action. Visit aaronbchapman.com for more information. Ariane, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Awesome. Thank you, Avi. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you're a real estate investor extraordinaire. Give us a little background on who you are and what you do.
Not sure about the extraordinary part, but thank you for that. My husband and I own a house flipping and wholesaling business that buys and sells about 100 plus houses a year. We also have a multifamily business that owns 1,100 units, and we recently launched a financial freedom education business that teaches people how to manage their finances and get to financial freedom a lot sooner. So that's a little bit about me.
Awesome. And so there's a concept that I think a lot of people struggle with, which is I'm working so much in my business and it's so crazy and it's so all the time and blah, blah, blah. And you know how it is, right? Like wholesaling, flip, 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 flip. And we forget about the vision, the long term, what is this all for? And realizing that what we're doing here in the business every single day should really fuel that. I have a question about that for you. How do you even take the time with what you are doing, which is like five things? How do you even take the time to identify what that future, why, how, and purpose looks like, feels like, and sounds like?
So I think most people start there, right? We all say we want to start whatever business we have so that we can do the things we actually want. And like you said, unfortunately, I think once we get going, we kind of get stuck in this kind of like almost a rat race of business where we just keep doing deals and deals and deals or keep increasing the business. But at some point we forget why we started doing this to begin with. And I think it's really unfortunate that we forget that, because if people could just reconnect with, hey, I started this so that I could, most people say, I want to spend more time with family. And then after that, usually we think about what do we want to do with our lives. And I think everybody listening, it's useful to just kind of go back to your roots and ask yourself, why did I start this again? And is there something you can do now to fulfill that purpose that you have instead of just kind of chasing the next deal, chasing the next growth, chasing the next like revenue number?
So I've been following you on YouTube, and if you haven't had a chance to check out Ariane's YouTube channel, go to youtube.com/askariane. And one of the videos that I loved, which is titled Seven Habits to Retire Early. And this concept of retiring early, I think, is a kind of a misconception for a lot of people. They think, well, retiring early means I'm going to sit at a beach and do nothing. I'm assuming that's not your definition of retiring early, because you have this side of your life, the why, the true purpose, and the passion, figure it out. What are some of these seven steps, just out of curiosity, as some of our listeners and viewers are like, you know, they're thinking, well, I'd like to retire one day. And like you said, we're in the rat race of our own business the majority of the time. How do I achieve maybe one or two or three of these habits so that I'm putting myself on the path to financial freedom and success instead of, let's see, what's the term I'm looking for? A financial self-cycle.
Right. So one of the major things that we talked about in that video is having a grasp and mastering your finances, right? And one of the big habits is setting a time to review where you're at regularly. So for us, we do this once a month. We sit down, myself and my husband, we look at where are we at financially, and are we hitting the goals we set for ourselves? And this is another reason why I think people get stuck in that loop of just chasing the next dollar, chasing the next deal, is because they said that they wanted, most people say they want passive income, but they never take the time to actually sit down and see if what they said they want is what they're actually doing. Most of us end up getting stuck in that like self-employed like income source. And we never actually either hire ourselves out to become a real business owner, or we never invest to get true passive income. So that's one of the major things. And then another is continuously optimizing those investments. So whenever you sit down and look at your finances, you want to see if you're actually what you're investing in is yielding the results that you want. So I think if anybody wants to start, those two habits are really good to remember.
So you have a successful wholesaling business. You also have a successful flipping business, and you're starting the coaching component, and you're doing a lot of things. For somebody that's interested in starting a wholesaling business, what are some recommendations? How do you, is it, do I focus on the logo and the website and the brand first? Do I focus on a buyer's list? Do I focus on a seller's list? How do I get started? Because it all seems very overwhelming.
Yes, it is a lot. I will say what's the most important thing is what are you good at? We come from somewhere, right? You have a background. If you have a background in sales, I think jumping in and partnering with someone who might be lacking in that department is a really good idea. If you have a background in marketing and you're good with data, maybe partnering with someone who's good at sales but not good at marketing and data is a good idea. I think really honing in on your strengths so you're not starting from like square zero, like level zero, right, is a really good thing because you can leverage the strengths, the skills you already have, and you can work with someone who maybe doesn't have those strengths, and you can together go faster, a lot, go further faster.
Totally, and that's very similar to I think the Wells Fargo motto, right? It's like together we will go far, but it also makes sense, and it's so true. If you try to be Superman and you try to do everything by yourself, it's going to get really overwhelming really fast, and you won't see the results that Ariane is suggesting that you'll see. So you have to tweak it a little bit. You have to tweak the system. You have to partner with other folks that are strong where you are weak. And this then enables you to say, if you have a 5-year goal, you might be able to achieve that 5-year goal in 2 years, kind of depending, of course, and it's a little bit of a stretch, but you can get there faster, and you might be able to now set your goals even higher. And Ariane, is that how you and your husband were able to get to the 100 plus properties bought and sold between your wholesaling and flipping business on a yearly basis? Because I'm sure you started off with maybe a couple, and then you decided, hey, you know what? I could scale up. I can use a little bit of technology and then grow and scale. Is that kind of how you did it?
Yeah, so we started with buying one property, fixed that up, and sold it. So we started with a flipping business. And after we did that, we saw someone who had a lot more success than we had and asked him, how did you do that? And lo and behold, he just said, well, come to, this event I'm doing right here. And we kind of worked with him and he's mentored us over the years. And now we're able to, like, we were good at certain things, but he was good at other things. And we were able to kind of plug and play what we were good at and kind of shore up what we're not good at, and we're able to, like, I think after that first year, the next year we did like 50 deals, right? So from one deal to 50 deals, it can really speed up that learning curve and help your growth exponentially.
So, two questions. One, what are your favorite markets that you're flipping in and wholesaling in the country right now?
So we only flip and wholesale in our home market, which is the Northwest Florida Panhandle.
Okay, Northwest Florida Panhandle. Nice. Pensacola. So I've been to Destin and Pensacola maybe 2 or 3 times. Gorgeous, beautiful, absolutely love it. Did not want to come back. And then my wife is like, you know, I have a job. And she's like, I've got to go back. I'm like, I'm moving here. You can go back to Atlanta if you want. Like that's fine. Question number two, what are some of the tech tools that you recommend wholesalers transition to using to as they're scaling up their business? Is it Podio? Is it Google Sheets? What are you using and why?
So I do recommend some CRM system. We use Podio.
Okay.
My friend is actually creating REI CRM, so that would be a good one to check out too.
Okay, got it. Do you have any recommendations on if I'm a new wholesaler, new flipper, any, obviously you can go check out thinkrealty.com. Do you recommend any masterminds programs that we should be checking out as well?
So Think Realty is a great resource. There's a lot of other resources there too. And then I would definitely recommend REI Sift. It's pretty much a place where they teach you how to do wholesaling and flipping too, but it's more of a data component. It helps you find out what data you should be focusing on so you're not spinning your wheels on the data that's not good.
Yeah, I highly recommend REISF too. And like you said, data-driven decision-making is the best kind of decision-making because you take your emotions straight out of it and it feels so good to say, these numbers work! And then see those numbers work in action and then have that result in money in bank account. And you're like, ching! I'm so much happier not getting emotionally tied into a deal. And there's no reason to, you know, there's no reason to get into a bidding war. It just doesn't make any sense. So any last words, any gold nuggets that you have for our listeners and maybe how to contact you?
So if you want to contact me, you can go to my YouTube channel, /AskArianne. And last words, I think kind of going back to that, like remember your purpose. Don't get dragged into something just because you think it's the next best thing, the next shiny object. Everybody's making $1 million in this, whatever. Look, there's a million ways to make $1 million. You really want to hone in what you love and what will help you create a business, but also help you fulfill your purpose that can go hand in hand. Because at the end of the day, that's what matters. It's your happiness, your fulfillment, and your purpose.
Bingo. Couldn't have said it better myself. Arianne, thank you very much. And, you know, there's a new shiny buying and flipping of sneakers, apparently, that maybe, you know, if you want to take a look at. Or baseball cards, or vintage baseball bats, maybe even, like, collectible sports memorabilia, hair clippers, that also. I'm kidding. Don't do any of these things. Just like you said, right? There's a million ways to make $1 million. You just choose wisely. So, again, thank you very much for the time. I certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, Abby.
You got it. This segment is brought to you by Narada Real Estate Investments, your premier source for cash flow investment property. Check out www.turnkeyrealestateinvestments.com to learn more. So on thinkrealty.com, the editorial staff wrote a pretty awesome article about the 9 reasons to invest in a real estate syndication. And there are a couple that I actually really liked. Number one, risk reduction. In a syndication, you're investing alongside other investors. You're not the only one exposed to risk. So that is really helpful also. But just keep in mind, though, when you are investing in a syndication, you want to know who the operator of that syndication is and of those deals are, who the property manager is going to be, and whether or not they've had success doing that in the past. Something else just to really keep in mind. Like, that is truly the most important thing, and that's what's going to move that needle from the 5 or 6 or 7% return that you'll make, asterisk, right, potentially, to potentially more. And really keep that in mind. Number two, forced appreciation. Number three, principal pay down. Number four, no liability exposure. We kind of talked about that. Quote, in an LLC or LLP syndication, there are two sides of the operating agreement. One side includes managing members who are responsible for making the decisions with the fund, and the other side includes investors who bring their financial resources to the table. We just kind of talked about that. The forced appreciation play, kind of keep this in mind when I'm buying when a syndication purchases an apartment complex, the NOI at the purchase is going to be a little lower. So what happens over time? They make renovations, they make adjustments, and that NOI starts to increase and creep up a little bit, which yields that 12% or 8% or 9% preferred return that you might receive, plus the waterfall on the back end. So again, taking a look at syndication is a really good way to passively invest in real estate without having to get up and, you know, pick up a sledgehammer. Like, who wants to do that? I don't want to do that. I'm like the laziest guy of all the guys. Like, I don't want to do anything. I just, you know, here's some capital. Here's my money. I'm going to make my money work while I play fantasy football. Okay, that's it. If you have any questions, get in touch. Go to thinkrealty.com. And if you want to find me anywhere online at Abhi Golhar, check out abhigolhar.com as well. And I want to close this podcast by thanking our podcast sponsor, which is aaronbchapman.com, where you can bypass the overcomplications of the common suit and tie mortgage guy. And you really want to connect with aaronbchapman.com and his team at Security National Mortgage, where there's no fluff, no complicated industry speak, just brutally direct action. Again, visit www.aaronbchapman.com today for more information. Think Realty Nation, that's a wrap. Until next time, happy investing.